In case you missed it, the theme is the Good Shepherd this Sunday. The church wasn't exactly hiding it. She was pretty direct in the readings this week. Now, this first reading in the Acts of the Apostles, it's maybe a little harder to see. But Paul and Barnabas are acting like a shepherd should in that first reading. Because what do Paul and Barnabas do? They go to Antioch in Pisidia. They go to the synagogue. They begin living with the people to bring them the good news, the news that will feed them with hope and joy and bring them the water of grace and eternal life. That's what a shepherd does. A shepherd goes and finds the flock and lives with his flock and feeds them and waters them and guides them and shows them where they must go next. It's exactly what Paul and Barnabas went to Antioch to do. But they were rejected. I'm reminded of the prodigal son here, right? We have these Gentile children who have come back to God through the preaching of Paul and Barnabas, and yet God's Jewish children are angry and upset. Perhaps I'm reminded of the prodigal son because when I sit over there, I don't know if you've noticed this, but I can see three windows from my seat. We've got the prodigal son, the good shepherd, and then up here we have the supper in Luke where the master invites the poor and the cripple, showing hospitality. I'm just reading off the window there. But we see those links in this reading. We see how Christ's preaching and teaching reflects exactly what happens on the ground with the apostles. And so when Paul and Barnabas go to these people to act as their shepherd, they are rejected. And so they shake the dust from their feet, as Christ taught them, and they go to the next town, to Iconium, to be shepherds there. In the book of Revelation, we hear this stunning sight. The Lamb who is in the center of the throne will shepherd them. And if you think about it, that's kind of weird, isn't it? The idea that a lamb would be the shepherd. But if you think about it at a deeper level, one of the things this reminds us of is the fact that God became man to save us. God became man so that we might become like God in heaven forever, living in joy. The book of Revelation reminds us that Jesus Christ was one of us, and he showed us that path forward. There was no other way he could have done it. But John also speaks in the book of Revelation of a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation, race, people, and tongue. Just like the apostles said in the Acts of the Apostles that we were sent as a light to all the nations, so John is saying that in the book of Revelation today. And in their day, what that meant was salvation is not just for the Jewish people. Everyone is called to it. But we bring that to ourselves today, and it reminds us that there are a lot of people out there who have not heard the good news of the gospel. They've not heard the hope of eternal life. They have not heard that there is a God who created them and who loves them and who wants them to be with him forever. In short, they haven't heard the good news. Our job is to bring that good news to them so that there will be that great multitude standing before God with the beauty of his diverse creation in front of him. This great multitude who follows the voice of their shepherd, the good shepherd, and the one true shepherd who is Jesus Christ. Jesus tells us in the gospel today, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me." In the depths of our hearts, each one of us knows the voice of Jesus Christ. Sometimes we can be really good at ignoring it. Sometimes we just don't want to hear it. Sometimes we can fight against it. But God knows us better than we know ourselves. He lives within each and every one of us. And he always calls us back to himself because he wants us to be happy. And so we hear his voice and we are known by God. And now we are called to follow him, to do our best to listen and follow that voice. Today on Good Shepherd Sunday, the church also reminds us to pray for vocations to the priesthood. We have many beautiful vocations, right? Most of us are called to married life, which is that reflection of the love that God has for his church. Some are called to religious life, which is that sign of eternity now. But then we have some called to the priesthood. Basically, we're the pencils that God writes with to try and get everybody else to come back, right? In fact, you know, Luke really hates it when I single him out, but he graduated this weekend, so he's going to go to theology school soon. And so this is a great step forward for him. He's making a big step in his formation. And so that's something worth celebrating. But we always need more. We always can use more vocations to help people hear the voice of Jesus Christ. It is a little awkward to ask for that on Mother's Day, though. So pray for priests, but also pray for your mom. Then on just one final, more practical note, with all the stuff going out about the Supreme Court and everything right now, if the ruling that was leaked is in fact what they have decided, that's good. That's very good. But a couple of things. That doesn't mean we stop working. Because the church always asks us to work to convert hearts. And so there are still going to be people out there who disagree. There's going to be people out there who are upset and angry. And it's understandable why they are. That doesn't mean that we falter in what we believe. It doesn't mean we change what we believe. We can never support abortion as Catholics. But what it means is we recognize that all of these people are children of God. And so we must treat them with love and respect. And that's where we begin. That's how we begin to change hearts, is by meeting them with love and respect. Because it's probably going to get a bit dicey out there, especially for us Catholics, because we don't exactly hide what we believe. But remember that they know that we are Christians because of the love that we show for one another, which is based on the love that we have for God. And it comes from the love that God has for us. So today, on this Good Shepherd Sunday, let us thank God for sending his Son as our Good Shepherd. Let's ask him to send more men willing to listen to his voice and answer that call to shepherd his flock. But let's also ask him to renew the love in each of our hearts so that we can live out those two greatest commandments that we were given, to love God above all else and to love our neighbor as ourselves.